Online Podcast 178. Okay, this is a stereo show. Put on your headphones. It would sound the best. Put on your headphones.
What? Why you talk too much? What do you want, baby? Hello everyone, welcome to On The Line Podcast. I just woke up. Well, not just woke up, but I'm getting ready to go work. And you get a little tour with me. I'm looking at the bunch of goodies that Brad sent me, which I'm trying to do a video, so I haven't forgotten yet, Brad, of all the Chicago team pins that he sent me and my partner, Bruce. And also this little tennis pin from the recent Gay Games, which is what? GG Gay Games V1, what is what? 7? I guess. Is it 7? I suck, sorry. Yeah. And so, I'm going downstairs. That was completely mad, right? Oh, I need to take my medication. I'm almost done with my medication. As you know, I had strep throat, so I was taking antibiotics from last week, and I'm almost done here. And I just need to take a drink. Well, get a glass of water. I'm taking my pill. Oh, I have a wonk on my mouth. Oh. Yes, you just heard me swallow my water and my pill. But that's very interesting because it makes for a good podcast. I'm gonna get my flip flop. I need to go sync my iPod though. So you're gonna get to come with me. I'm kinda hungry, so I'm gonna have to eat. And you're gonna have to hear me eat. I bought this gigantic box of granola bar. It's kind of like a, well, not granola, it's, what is it called? Trail mix bar. The cats are gonna ask for food. I have a feeling that Bruce already fed them, but they ask for it every morning anyway, so I'm gonna give them some. Because you're gonna hear Chai. Tash is also here. Hey, good girl. Tash is a silent one. She's very good, and boy is the big riot. You'll hear, this is Chai. This is Chai asking for food. What do you want? Ow, you're pulling my mic. What do you want, baby? Of course, the bucket that contains his food is already turned over, but the lid was strong and tight. And now he's trying to open it with his mouth. He's like poking his nose in there. Or not mouth, but his nose. Trying to pry the thing open and use his claw paw to pull the bucket down. And he does it all the time. If the lid is not tight enough, he would actually crack it open. Yes, and he's trying to help. Why, what do you want? Okay. Ugh. Looks like you guys already ate. I'm gonna just give you a tiny bit. Really, you ate not? Maybe not. I'm gonna give you more. So I spoil the kids. That was the lid shutting tightly. I'm gonna go sync my iPod. I'm down in the basement, and I was gonna do a show tonight and a proper one with planning and stuff, but I don't think I'll be able to have time tonight, so I decided to do a on the go show so that I get the content recorded. I may have to edit some, but that's how special you are. Oh, excuse me. And I have recently found, discovered a new podcast that I absolutely love. And I know I talked... Oh, shit. That's gonna clear it off. Where is Nicholas? Nicholas the podcast. Shit, because I heard it, so it's gonna go away. But anyway, it's this kid in Malaysia who has a podcast, and he's been listening to my Penang Hokkien podcast, but he's kind of young, a little bit too young to be listening to Penang Hokkien, but he does. And so one of the cute things that he did, I'm just gonna play it like completely cheaply out from my computer. Oh, where's the powder? Where's the powder? Oh, here it is the speaker. There you go. Oi, oi. This is so good, right? Okay, I'm gonna play some of his podcast that I thought was really fun. Oh, wait, did it get deleted? Oh, here it is.
Penang Laksa Hokkien Mi Cha Kuih Tau Tau Sia Pia Chi Chong Fen Pan Chien Kuih Penang Bridge Liu Lian Snake Temple Butterfly Farm Fort Convolis Patu Fing Yi Gurry Plaza Gurney Drive Queensley Mall Kong Ta Franklin Mall Ku Kong Si Upper Penang Road Penang Street Market Botanical Garden and Visit Malaysia 2007. I'm a student.
Japanese That's Japanese pop. But anyway, that was a cute promo that I got from Nicholas. Well, I mean, you know, I downloaded his shows. I haven't finished listening to all his podcasts yet. He just started, so he only has like 8 or 9. So I'm going back to all the old ones to listen to all those because I really enjoyed it. I remember at the very beginning, I was telling people that the reason why I started doing a Hokkien podcast was trying to tap into the local. I was envisioning it soon to happen sooner, but obviously it hasn't. It just now happened to tap into the Malaysian market so that I can get somewhat getting the craze started so that people would start create content. And I, you know, obviously I'm successful now. I don't know whether it's because of me or some other podcast, but he does listen to my Penang Hokkien. And so he just played the promo as well on one of his shows. And it's very interesting and exciting. It's really cute to listen to a, I don't know what, he's like a 14, 15 year old kid who is very into technology and is absolutely passionate about what he's doing. And it's kind of cute, you know, listening to the stuff that he does in school, outside of school, extracurricular activities. And I want to give you, his podcast is at Podomatic. It's called Nicholas the Podcast .podomatic.com. So that's, you know, normal spelling, Nicholas the name, Nicholas the Podcast .podomatic.com. And so you can find out his podcast. In fact, I'm so impressed. He's got... Oh, you know what? You can actually go to his website also. The same thing as... what's his name? Oliver. the Pinoylicious Oliver. He also has a podcast the same URL. What do you call that? That domain. So you can go to nicholaschan.co.nr. The same thing as orangeinapod.co.nr, and apparently I guess .co.nr is a free stuff, free URL, domain. So he's got a very good site up, I'm very impressed, and so if you do go check out his show, this is, you know, a young kid, let me see how old, I don't even know how old he is, he's very young, 14, 15 maybe, and he's got a website much better than a lot of the adults that I know, and he's doing really well, and sound quality is iffy, but you know it passed. I think it gets at least a C+ or a B- from it for my book, and I'm very picky with audio, as some of you would know. And I know you're listening and you know who you are. I'm very picky with the audio, and I keep pushing. And, okay, let's see. Lots of people left comments for me, and on this last show, well, lots of people, meaning several, two, three, four, and actually three only. What is it? Brett says, John, heads up, your link to match is broken. Oh, good God. Thank you for letting me know. There's fish on your local website. I think you're really too lazy to put it on. Oh, okay. So, yeah, one of the links to Madge's website is bad. Whatever. I will fix that right now. So, also, Horliver also left me a message, a comment on my website. So you can go check that out at onlinepodcast.com. And, what am I doing? I need to blow my nose. Where's the Kleenex? Where is my Kleenex? Oh, why is it way back there? I'm gonna blow my nose, so it's gonna be loud. I know you love that, don't you? Okay, let's see. Madge's link was wrong. Hey, Jeff. What? Oh, I forgot to put HTTP. HTTP://useradio.com and save. Okay. Anyway, okay, so that's done. And I also got this message this morning from Oliver about this email that was that it has been bothering him. And, what is this? I haven't played this, have I? Oliver's message, so maybe we'll listen to this
right now. Hello, John. This is Oliver again of Orange in the Pod. I just want to say that I really enjoyed the two-part interview with Steve. It was really fun, and I have to say that I can connect somehow to the story, you know, the whole family thing. And also, I want to thank you for your continued support for my show. No wonder a lot of people love you. And I'll continue to listen and support and promote your show here in the Philippines because
thank you.
You're one of the nicest, sweetest person I know.
Aww.
Not really that close, but I can feel the connection. And I hope you stay the same. And I hope to talk to you again soon.
I hope I stay the same too. Thank you. That was a message from Oliver. And it's very nice. So sweet. I didn't really listen. I heard part of it, and I didn't realize I didn't listen to the whole thing, so oh, that was pretty, wasn't it? That was his message. Oliver.co orangeinapot.co.nr, and yeah. But okay. So Oliver sent me an email that's kind of disturbing. This is probably common among religious extreme or just religious people who has the idea that, you know, homosexuality is banned, homosexuality is bad according to the teachings of the Bibles, which we will get into more detailed discussion with. A listener of mine sent me an email giving me detail. I forgot your name though. I know that your brother is. I'm sorry that I forgot your name. That's so rude. But I'm trying to look through here. He is a listener who I cannot find him. Brian. I think it's Brian. Yeah, he has scriptures, and he's actually a convert, a Catholic. So he sent me a detail. Quotes of where the past, which part of the scriptures are people using it to attack gay people. And so, anyway, let's go back to Oliver's message. Oliver sent me I encourage you to go over to his podcast, which is orangeinapod.co.nr, and he will probably be talking more in depth about it. I read that it pretty much talks about, it's in the Philippine Daily Inquirer. And it's written by, it's written by a Supreme Court Justice. So as you can imagine, it probably has some power, but it's so completely ignorant. I mean, the message in there talk about, you know, there used to be only one gay person, a very effeminate one, and now all the, it's being, you know, infected, and so the society thinks it's cool to be gay, and therefore even the macho one, the manly one, the one that's not effeminate also turn gay. And to him, it's very disgusting, according to this writer. And man, that was complete, absolutely ignorance. And so, I think he'll probably be talking more about that. Oliver will be on his show, and I, you know, encourage you to go over to orangeinthepod.co.nr. And I've planned some shows, like I said, but I don't think I'll be able to get into it because I'll be walking around doing stuff. No, anyway, you get to also sample some of Nicholas's podcasts if you also like to listen to Nicholas, Nicholas the podcast, a Malaysian kid actually from Penang, where I came from, and so I'm very excited and very happy for him. In fact, I'll probably will be sending a some sort of audio comment to his podcast so that he realized that there are people out there. In fact, he has quite a few listeners already. So he's an up and coming Malaysian podcaster who is very young and very talented, obviously. He reminds me a lot of my nephew. I have a nephew who is not completely academic. You know, some kids aren't. Like, I wasn't academic at all in school, and I'm always, you know, better at doing things that I'm quote-unquote not supposed to be doing. Like, you know, playing with the computer or all those kind of stuff. And I'm very good at that, even as I was a kid. Not at computers, but other things. And in fact, I'm going to talk about food while I'm eating, you know. So I can totally relate to that my nephew. And also, sorry, maybe I shouldn't do this. My nephew and Nicholas, because he just reminds me of, you know, young kids who were so good. I mean, he's been listening to podcasts for a while. I mean, this is a young kid, like tech stuff and all that. So I can totally connect with him. I'm going to work because I'm completely so totally freaking late. Hello, kitty! Are you out? Bye, girl. I don't want to shut the door. How about the girl? The girl's up on the windowsill, sitting and looking out to the outside, and then she's waiting for me to pat her. Hi, girl. Hi, sweetie girl. You're so cute, baby. You're so pretty. Daddy, love, love. So young, good girl. Bye bye. And the boy's. You were hiding behind daddy's bag. You are so cute. Why hid behind my bag? That gigantic bag that I take to work every single day. Okay, so I can't eat. Okay, just looking out of the nibble. Okay, how's this orange? I'm going to work. That's a garage door. To some of you, like Archer, it would be pretty, pretty whatchamacallit. My god, those bugs are already out. Maybe they're out all the time. Look, I didn't finish my sentence. Archer would feel, whatever, you're nostalgic. Nostalgic's not even that old. Oh, what a perfect day today. Hope it doesn't get hot like last week. This week actually has been pretty good. See, I did leave my phone in the car. It's bad. Why nobody called me? Thank goodness nobody called me. I bet that was a little pressure. It's the pressure that moved the diaphragm and therefore the microphone does that thing. Okay, I'm not gonna eat yet. At least not for now. Okay, I'm gonna turn off my thingy-jima. While I get myself ready to go to work. Oi. Here's my seatbelt. Seatbelt check. Brake light check. Drive. Go to work. Launch. I am so crazy. But it's a pretty full. It's a beautiful day. I'm so excited. Now, even though it was kind of disturbing going back to the same message that was... And there was this wonderful discussion going on at Archer's show with Chef Mark yesterday when I was listening to Archer about... Oh, police car is after somebody. Somebody was speeding. Or running away from police. Oh, the motorcycle. Ooh, interesting. Okay, I'm covering this news live. There's a motorcycle rushing in front of me, and then the police car followed, but the police car's not after the motorcycle. That was a disappointment. And I'm not driving that fast. My car can't go that fast because it's a 1999 Honda Civic, and it's kind of old. Plus, I'm not a Tokyo Drift person. Is it Tokyo Drift? Or something like those high-speed driving thingamajig. Oy. So, oh, that's so disappointing. Now I lost all the excitement and hoo-ha. Okay, let's go back to... Oh, so it was disappointing that people... And, you know... I'm not surprised. I'm sure if you talk to other Malaysians, they relate, you know. Not Malaysian. Good God. Talk to, like, an American, an average American. They probably think that, you know, gay marriage they don't think of it as a right issue. They think of it as a moral issue. Now, the reason why I think of it as a moral issue is because of religion. That's what the religion teaches. Religion teaches them to think that that's a bad thing. And a lot of them don't really know the scriptures too. I mean, they might believe so. They say, oh, the Bible says it's bad. But why? Where? What is your reason behind that? And so, going back to the discussion of Chef Mark and Archer, if you don't listen to Archer, you should listen to archerradio.com. Go to archerradio.com and listen to it. And also Chef Mark and remarkablemark.blogspot.com. Mark, you should get a website. You should get a domain. Like, Remarkable Mark, to get us all confused. If you go to remarkablemark.com, you will be able to find Remarkably Mark and Remarkable Pilot Podcast. In fact, it saved us time. Since we say it wrong all the time, you know what? This is a suggestion. Remarkablemark.com. Yeah! Maybe that's taken. I don't know. But you should consider that. And I feel so proud of it. But anyway, let's go back talking about tangents. Oh my gosh, I was talking to Steve and... Yeah, tangents. And Mark and Archer were talking about a discussion. Well, they would carry on more of a discussion that was started by Wanda. I haven't listened to that particular episode yet, so I don't really... I can't comment on that yet. But it's kind of like about the trend of the gay people, the trend of the macho is cool, and then sometimes right now is the macho is cool, like meaning, you know, if you're a bit of a sissy and you're effeminate, and that's not cool. And so they were carrying on a very good conversation about how to be a manly man and what does it mean by being a manly man, and why is there a traditional manly man definition to begin with? What is it to be a man? There are qualities of a man that exist in women as well.
groups, not sorry, exist in women as well. And so it's kind of hard. I just don't even want to go into the whole manly or feminine and masculine qualities. I think both men and women, which they think also has the quality of feminine, feminine quality as well as masculine quality. And it depends on the situation, and we do naturally have something that's more manly, like, you know, because of testosterone, I am bigger, taller, fatter, and all that, you know, I've got hair on my above my lips, even though compared to other men, I really am puny. I have two hairs that would make up of my full face of beard. Two hairs, not really, but sort of. So I didn't want to go into that, but it was a great discussion that they were talking about, carried on Archer, and so I encourage you to listen to that. It's all about other people's shows today. I don't know why, because I've been thinking about talking to you about Nicholas the podcast for a few days, because I just started listening to it and it's really good and I'm very impressed by it, and so I'm going to talk about it. And I'm driving to work now. If we just now tune in, no, that's no way. You can't like tune in halfway like a radio show on a podcast. You have to be listening to it at least from the beginning, even if you skip it. What is this car doing in front of me? She's driving in the middle of two lanes without having a clue that she's doing that. She's driving extremely slow too. Good God. Make up your mind, lady. Hello? If you don't, I'll make up my mind. Oh, she's old. Okay. She's old. I'm still eating. Oh, I forgot to talk about eating. Every time I do a planned show notes thing show and end up not doing it, I just don't have time, so sorry. But I'm passing this slow old lady. I'm gonna talk about food. What's his face? Mark talk about I think Mark, maybe Chef Mark talk about that. About the connection that we have of food and our childhood. There's somebody, I don't remember where I heard it. And so I was thinking, when I've always been into food, right? I mean, I really like food. I've always been a fat child. And fat person. Well, so not like fat. Yeah, it's fat. Because people at work yesterday were teasing me. It's like, you said that you're fat too much. You're not fat. I was like, I am. You know, if I'm not embarrassed, I'll show you my fat rolling off my body. Like a bulldozer with fat rolling. Like that. And, oh, fuck. Oh, sorry. Something on the street that I thought I was going to hit, but I did not. It was some sort of, like, string that looks like a snake. And so let's talk about food. Talking about snakes. I don't think I've had snake soup before. Now, people do that. It's not a Chinese thing. And it's Asian and, well, sort of Chinese thing. In Thailand, they serve that a cobra soup or something. It's a bit gross because you can kind of see the body. It sort of looked like turkey neck, you know? Isn't that gross? Oh, gosh. I was going to talk to you about good, sweet food story, and then I went into that. But I actually had alligator before. Alligator soup, and it's probably... Well, not... Is it alligator or crocodile soup? It's probably crocodile. I was in Thailand, and we had the crocodile soup. It just tastes like a regular old, I don't know, pork, chicken, I don't know. And I, as long as I, oh fuck, what was that? That's another piece of twig. They bounced back. they must be doing what is that thing? The shrub. Oh, I forgot to comment. Did I play? Yeah, I did. I did play Eddie Bang Bang's message about trimming my bush. I was talking about trimming my bush. It was actually my shrub on the side of the house. And I didn't even think of it when I commented on that. Now let's go back. Oh my gosh, I'm so distracted. Can you say ADD? Hi. I need to pay attention on the street, so, you know, that's my first priority because I want to be alive. Okay, I choose not to go past that amber, orange, yellow light because I want to stop the car and talk to you about food. So I grew up really liking food, and you can ask my parents. In fact, I'm going to do more shows when my parents are here. They are planning on visiting in September until November, and so it'll be a lot of fun. I'll get them on the show. And my mom always tells me that we cater food. This is something that is probably not common here. We cater food daily because both my parents work, and after my grandmother died, and she was already old when I was young, she died when I was 5, and she lived with us, but she was old enough that she was not able to, she was already in her 70s, almost 80s, I think, when I was 5. Because my father was the youngest child, and so, you know, Chinese people had a lot of children. I think there was like 5 or 6 siblings. And she would not be able to cook, and so we'd have to cater food. Or my mom has to sometimes get up very early in the morning to go to the market and then come back to prepare meals after she come back from school. She was a teacher. And it was too much for her, and so we most of the time we would actually do cater food from this professional caterer. It's not the one, those kind of food catering that we are used to. Actually, it's sort of like those Panera takeout box thing, you know, the lunch box. Sort of like that, but not for individual servings, but for the whole family. And we have this thing, and I'm sure Mark would be able to give me some comment on the proper term and all that too. It's kind of like the bento box, like the Japanese bento box. It contains of several tiers of container, and it's in, I'm going to probably find a picture and show it to you. It's in this little carrier, food carrier, that you can slide the traditional ones. The newer ones are a little bit more sophisticated. It has a little snap-on buckle-looking thing. But the older ones are really cool. It's just, I'm gonna screw it up, but I'll try to find a picture for you. But imagine a piece of metal being bended on, oh fuck, I'm gonna screw this up. The thin piece of metal or aluminum, almost like a ribbon, right? And you bend it so that there are two hooks, left and right, there are two hooks. And the hooks, the two sides of the hooks connect up to become the handle. So it almost looks like a bottle shape. And then if you can't picture that, just go to my website, or yeah, if I find time to find a picture, I will. And so you put the individual bowls would go then onto almost like the track of the two sides that becomes a hook. It's like a long, long hook. It's not just like a hook, but it's like a big U shape. Where then you can insert the bowl. The bowl would have, bowls would have the two ears on the side, almost like little tiny handle, where you can insert the track into the bowls. And you would slide that whole thing down, and it comes in, you know, a set of 2, 3 bowl set, and sometimes even 5. And you would cater food that comes in those stacks of bowls. That's probably a proper name, I just don't know what it's called. It's called wanzan for me. In Hokkien, it's called wanzan. It literally means stacks of bowls. And the food would come in that stack. and we'd have two. And we'd go to Thailand. I remember we'd have to go to Thailand to get the better, newer kind, the stainless steel kind of the bowl set. And it's metal. It's all made with metal. Excuse me. And we would have to. So the dishes would come in those bowls. So usually you get like three dishes is usually what we get. At some point we were getting a stack of rice, and then it only comes two dishes. And usually we would make our own rice with our rice cooker. And shit, I'm almost done. I can't even finish that story. So the rice cooker, I didn't even finish. I just talk about that. No, let me continue, okay? Next show, or next future show, whenever, I'm going to talk about my passion of when did I get to become a foodie, and when did I start cooking, and what inspired me to cook. It's kind of sort of silly, but fun at the same time, I think. So the stack of food, can we come to the house? And this is how it works. We cater on them. I mean, we cater from the professional food caterer, and they would bring us the food with the whole stack of three dishes and hang it with a hook outside our door. And they come twice a day for lunch and for dinner. And for lunch, it would come before my school, you know, when I was going to afternoon school session. I'd go to the I'll go there for school. I'm not thinking because I'm here working already. Oh, the kitty's so cute, a little kitty. And Jesus, this is long. And so they would come twice a day, and then we would get the food, and then eat it. And then so we have to exchange that. We have two of those stack bowl thing, and then we would exchange it. We'll take the food and then pour it on dishes and wash it for the next session, so we can exchange it. So they would take one with them so that they are ready for our next meal, and then when they come back, they would take another set of new ones. And I hate it when we are out of the bowls and we forgot to wash it, and when the person comes, we have to like quickly pour it out and then have to wash it. But anyway, that's not interesting for you for now, because I am late, and I'll talk to you later. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk again about food next time, and about fat too, and which I'm passionate about, both of them. Thank you so much. I will talk to you another time, and go check out all those shows that I talk about, okay? Don't forget to smile, babies, and ta-ta, bye.